Oil rises, Rhine falls, Europe and America absorb compounding economic shocks. Crude oil's fourth consecutive session of gains, driven by geopolitical risk rather than demand growth, produces a specific market pattern. Energy sector stocks benefit, transportation and airline stocks suffer, inflation expectations edge higher, and central bank calculations grow more complicated. S&P futures around 7,715 suggest equities are not yet panicking, but the tanker insurance market will reflect the Hormuz risk assessment within days, adding to the cost of every barrel that does transit the strait. Europe is simultaneously absorbing a separate but equally serious pressure. The Rhine River, the commercial artery of Western European industry, is near record low water levels, and half of EU and UK territory is now under formal drought conditions. The Rhine is how Germany, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and France move bulk goods, coal, chemicals, grain, and automotive parts. When water levels drop below navigable thresholds, barges either cannot operate or must dramatically reduce cargo loads, raising the per unit cost of everything moving through that corridor. Similar events in 2018 and again in 2022 contributed to German manufacturing slowdowns and temporarily pushed European electricity prices higher as river-cooled power plants reduced output. The current situation is reportedly worse than 2022 on the agricultural side, with drought conditions affecting crop yields across multiple major producing regions simultaneously. Germany is particularly exposed. It is simultaneously the largest European economy, the most industrially dependent on Rhine logistics, and still rebuilding its energy infrastructure following the rupture from Russian gas supplies that began in 2022. European industries are already absorbing elevated energy costs from that long-term decoupling. Overlaying a water crisis disrupting Rhine shipping and straining hydroelectric generation, combined with potential oil price increases from Hormuz, means European manufacturers are absorbing compounding cost shocks from multiple directions at once. For American investors, European economic weakness complicates European central bank timing. Policymakers want to stimulate a slowing economy, but drought-driven food and energy inflation could push consumer prices higher simultaneously. It also affects the earnings of U.S. multinationals with significant European exposure, a meaningful share of S&P 500 companies.